from England to Brazil.
It doesn't matter because he's gone in. It's Neymar.
Germany to Argentina.
Allá con Faldano Maradona.
We got you covered. This is the Throw-In with Kit McConico.
Yeah, could I speak to Sir Alex Ferguson, please?
Can I kick it?
Happy Sunday morning, Austin, Texas. It is that time. Time to talk all things the beautiful game right here on The Throw-In. I'm your host, Kit McConico. Every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on 104.9 AM 1260, streaming worldwide on hornfm.com. We talk local, national, international soccer, your one-stop shop for all things soccer. And so glad you could join us. If you missed any of our previous shows, you can go back and listen on hornfm.com. My great co-host Justin Simmons in the house, our incredible producer Zach Christodoulidis behind the glass. And what a show we have today. We have the Austin Soccer Foundation, President Jeff Brunson, David Markley in studio, nice enough to wake up early on a Sunday and join us. We're going to talk some local soccer. We talk international, obviously we'll talk your favorite team, we'll talk some City for Justin, some United for Zach, but we're going to talk local soccer today, and why not? This is the greatest city on earth, the capital of the great state of Texas, and there's some fantastic soccer here, and some opportunities to contribute. We'll tell you more about that. We're going to talk some MLS as well, the Derby, probably the best in MLS, Portland and Seattle. Zach, well represented in the Timbers jersey or the Timbers shirt. You ready?
Green and gold, baby. Let's do it.
Well, why don't you explain to the people that what you told us off air is how every time you wear something Timbers related, the performance on the field doesn't match your expectations.
And not just that. When you watch the game, they lose. But if you listen to the game, they win. Is that what you is that right?
Yeah. So the way it's been working these last few games, and I hate to say it, but every time I listen to the radio broadcast, so the guys out in Portland do a great job on the call, and you can listen to it on the app that they have. And every time I listen to that broadcast, they'll do well. Every time I watch the game on TV, and I have to say most of these games are on MLS Live, which is a paid subscription service, so I'm paying to watch the Timbers lose, which is awesome. And this was the evidence I have for this is last week where I was listening to the first half of the game on the radio, on the app, in my car, driving home. I get home, and then I start watching the broadcast. In the first half, they were winning 1-0 against Colorado. In the second half, they found a way to lose that game 2-1 when I was watching on TV. So
you are their lucky charm. You are their talisman, if you will.
I don't know about that.
And that's because Colorado is like, what, the worst team in the league, you said?
They're pretty bad. Good. I mean, it's you know, I guess second to worst from last season to this year. They didn't win MLS Cup, but, oh, man, are they bad this year. And that just hurt losing to them.
Tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time, Portland and Seattle. We had the Texas Derby, FC Dallas and Houston in Space City Friday night, drew 1-1.
Which is great, but am I the only one that's upset with the fact that they chose to have a derby in the middle of the week?
Oh, Justin,
in
we will get to that. We will get to that. Don't worry. We will talk about a Friday night lights, if you will, in the world of soccer. We'll talk about a little Hudson River. We'll talk in Federations Cup as well. We'll talk transfer rumors. Where is Mbappe going to go? Who will sign the star, the youngster that everyone thinks is the future? But before we get to all that, we invite you to join the conversation. As always, the text line 512-337-3776. Give us a call, 512-447-3776. But we have guests in studio today, nice enough to wake up and join us, as I said, from Austin Soccer Foundation, the wonderful organization that it is. They will be hosting their second annual awards banquet this Thursday, June 29th, 6:30 p.m., at the South Congress Hotel. You can find more information on their website, austinsoccerfoundation.org, or you can just continue to listen because we have the guys in studio, Jeff Brunson, David Markley. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in to join us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so glad to be here with you guys.
Well, it's our absolute pleasure. Everything you guys do for soccer here in the capital city, Justin and I intimately familiar with it. But for those listeners who aren't, could you tell us a little bit about the Austin Soccer Foundation?
Sure. Yeah. Really, the foundation is focused on three different areas: player development, educational programs, and field development for Austin and the five county area surrounding it. And we want to serve the underserved. I'll get back to what that means in a moment, because it's not just financially, you know, or economically constrained. Who are people that need to have opportunities to play, or are there some other barrier? And so we have a perfect example of that that we've been able to do this past year. And then just trying to partner with other organizations to serve our community. So really, the foundation is not the board or the people involved directly. It's the people. It's the listeners. It's you guys. I mean, it's the how do we as a community come together? How do we use the network that exists within the soccer family to serve back to the community? And so we started off the program about 3 years ago. Gave scholarships to kids that were graduating that had been involved in the soccer community to help them go to college. Because, you know, as we worked with players, we were always like, hey, you need to have a plan after soccer. We hope you're able to go and play professionally. But even if you do, you need to have a plan after that. What are you going to do? And so we started off partnering to give educational scholarships. And then we had a great opportunity this past year to work with Texas School for the Deaf to help their young ladies start a soccer club. And they're moving towards being able to have inter-district play.
Now, that's awesome.
But that's a great example of underserved. These are girls that want to play. And you know, it was more difficult for them to have the opportunity. So we donated some equipment, some used equipment, gathered it up. We helped them get some soccer goals. They had their first games this past spring, and it was just so fun being out there. But, I mean, this is one of those things where the listeners, you know, we would invite you guys to help out, because their second game, I was the referee. And I'm pretty sure that all of our listeners could have done a better job than me. The girls are looking at me like, dude, what's the call? You know, and so I was like, hey, you know, it's just great to be out there with them. And they had so much joy. They lost their first game, and they were cheering like they'd won the World Cup just because they were able to get out there and play.
Because you were able to use the foundation to bring them a soccer program, to get the goals, to get the equipment out there so they could go out and play. Those are the contributions that you made. Again, the website, AustinSoccerFoundation.org, what you do is incredible to me. Last year, getting everyone together, and it was something that, David, you and I have spoken about at length here in Austin. It's a great soccer community. They're fans of local teams, national teams, international teams, but at times it's very segmented, I'm going to say. And you guys bring the community together with a local focus, which is exactly what we try to do here on the show. You have so many fans, but everybody, well, they may be at Haymaker watching Chelsea, or they may be at the Tavern watching Arsenal. You can be a fan of your club team. You can be a fan of any national team, any club team you want, but support local soccer, support grassroots soccer.
Absolutely. Austin's such a great city in so many ways, and what we found with the soccer community, it's very rich, just like so many other parts of Austin. And we want to bring those things together. We want to help network as well as bring opportunities to, you know, kids. And we've really found a niche with the school system. And we have some programs and initiatives that we're going to discuss at our banquet coming up on Thursday. There's still tickets available if anybody would like to attend. So please check out the website and follow the links. We have social media, of course, as well. And thank you again. I listen to the show so much, and probably rare that you'll have two guys in a row from Midland, Texas on a soccer show. but Arch was here last week, and I'm also a league grad. So
go Rebels is what you're saying.
That's what I'm trying to say.
There we go.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yes.
Yeah, having two guys from Midland here, I give Arch a hard time. I say he's from Midland, Odessa, and he shoots me this look. Everyone knows the rivalry there between Midland and Odessa.
You know what they say about Midland and Odessa, right?
I do indeed.
Midland's where you go to raise a family. Odessa's where you go to raise hell.
Jeff, you're probably hit the nail on the head on that one. Jeff Brunson, this year's president of the Austin Soccer Foundation,
looking dapper with that rarely seen royal blue pinstripe U.S. jersey. I have to throw you the credit. Not everybody has that jersey.
Oh, well, thank you. I've you know, back in the day when you were a soccer fan and I used to wake up and watch the World Cup all by myself because nobody else was watching the World Cup, and you had to search high and low for a jersey. I think I ordered this one online from U.S. Soccer just so I could find one in my size. So,
well, David mentioned some of the things that the Austin Soccer Foundation does, bringing soccer to communities that are underserved, getting field time. And that's something that a lot of people, it seems kind of counterintuitive. You live in Central Texas, there's space, you look outside, you've got all this beautiful area. Finding fields, and it's very difficult. And the other thing people don't understand, it's very expensive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's not a community in America that doesn't have additional needs. We do have a lot of fields. There are a lot of great opportunities out there, but there need to be more. I mean, everywhere I go, everybody's talking about they need additional fields. There aren't enough places for the kids to play. And even where there are fields, those fields need refurbishment. And so, we're talking long-term about being able to help build some new fields, but right now it's about how can we help. This is officially a tease for one of the things we'll announce on Thursday night, but we're going to be working with a group to try to help them just with a field refurbishment, because you walk around out there, if there's potholes, if there's anthills, if there's weeds clumped up, those are called trip hazards. And not only does it affect the integrity of the game with the ball bouncing goofy, it could be a twisted ankle. And so we want to try to be able to just help out in those types of areas.
And Austin is a place that has so much green space, but looking out just out of your studio, there's not a lot of flat ground. So finding actual field space for a game like soccer that requires so much land, you know, is a challenge. And we hope that we can bring maybe schools and different organizations together, people that have fields that are maintaining grass. Maybe they can help some of the schools have better grass, and maybe they can partner together and really be a win for everybody.
I've always been so impressed with what you've done, your mission, and going out there and really putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak, that you're trying to connect all these people. As you said, you may have schools that have a field that maybe is not used all the time, and trying to pair that field with an organization, with a team that needs field space, and you guys can be that conduit. I'm blown away what you're able to accomplish. And something we've talked a lot on this show about is the fact that soccer, especially in this country, it's not cheap to play. And you look at soccer and you say, okay, you need a ball, you need cleats, it shouldn't be a lot more to it. But playing soccer, and specifically playing club soccer, is very expensive. And a lot of families, quite frankly, don't have that financial wherewithal to put one or two or three kids into the club soccer system.
Right. And there are a lot of great organizations in the community that are helping other you know, people to be able to play, right? And one of the things we really set out to do as a foundation is we didn't want to recreate the wheel. If somebody was already doing a good job in a certain area, we didn't want to go in and you know, create competition. That isn't needed. But what can we do to supplement? What can we do to augment? What can we do to fill the gaps? How can we connect those organizations? Because, again, you know, it may be that a kid starts out playing recreationally, then they end up moving up and playing at an elite club level. They may even develop into an academy level. But the first thing you got to do is put a ball at their feet, right? And we need to get them some quality education. We need to help our educators also. I mean, there are some great coaches in this town. One of the things we want to be able to do is leverage some of the resources we have to help some of the people that are coaching kids do a better job of it, because they're saying, hey, we don't have the background. You know, they have the willingness, they have the heart, but they don't necessarily have the skills. Well, we have people that have the skills. How can we connect those people together to be able to help them?
That's brilliant, because you can't have good players without good coaching. And everything, it has a trickle-down effect. Without the fields, you can't have players. Without the players, you're not going to have a game. And without the coaches, you're not going to have any players to play with. And well, you guys have been doing such a fantastic job, especially in such a short amount of time, which is really what's been so impressive.
Well, thank you for that. But I'll give kudos to Ed Easton last year, who was our president, Jeff this year. These guys have been doing a great job leading the charge on it. And, you know, but it really is just kind of a fun thing to do. I mean, yeah, there's some labor in the background, but when you get out there and you get to see the fruit of it, and if you're developing some kids that if they just turn into fans, if they just end up sitting next to us cheering for USA or Mexico, whoever their team is, well, that's great.
David Markley and Jeff Brunson from the Austin Soccer Foundation, nice enough to join us this morning in studio. Again, if you joined us late, the second annual Austin Soccer Foundation Awards Banquet this Thursday, June the 29th, which also happens to be Zach's birthday. So go out, support local soccer. You can see Zach as well, two birds and one stone, 6:30 p.m. at the South Congress Hotel there on, well, South Congress. You may have figured that one out. Tickets and more information available at theaustinsoccerfoundation.org. Guys, thanks, and I think you're both going to stick with us and join us for the rest of the show, hopefully.
Sure. And you know, other quick plug for this Thursday night, one of the things that we're doing is we're going to be recognizing this year's scholarship award winners. We're going to be giving four this year instead of two, which is great. We had so many good applicants, and then we're going to be recognizing, working with the Austin American Statesman. They're recognizing their coaches and high school players of the year. We're great to have that partnership with the Statesman. And then we're going to be presenting a Lifetime Achievement Award to Wolfgang Soonholz. And if you've ever had the pleasure of
meeting Wolfgang, very well deserved.
He is such a character. We're going to give him a microphone, so that should be pretty fun. But you know, his background, everything from Bayern as a player, the old NASL days, his achievements there, but certainly as a coach locally, he's made such an impact on so many people. And so if you want to come out and just help us celebrate Wolfgang's achievements,
going out, support local soccer. It's what we're all about. We talk about it. I mean, as I said, we'll talk about any soccer, but we try to focus on the local game, and that's what you guys do better than anybody. So thank you for joining us. AustinSoccerFoundation.org. But we've got some soccer here in the state of Texas. Justin, I know you and Zach over the moon for this one. Manchester Derby. And don't forget, we are giving away tickets here on the Horn. You can win tickets, or you could win the grand prize, two-night stay at the Omni Hotel in Houston, round-trip flight. You don't even have to drive to Houston. You can take that 35-minute flight.
I was like, you'll be in the tickets. Air and down.
Exactly. Two tickets to the game, and Justin, again, you are not eligible, so quit applying.
Why am I not?
You cannot. You cannot win it. This is for the listeners. This is for the fans of the show.
How do you know that Jose Simmons is related to me? I'm just asking.
I nix Jose Simmons. He will not win this, but go hornfm.com, go to the website, enter to win. We're giving away four pairs of tickets along with a grand prize for the Derby in Houston, NRG Stadium, July the 20th, 8 p.m. The first time ever that City and United have played on American soil.
That's going to be a crazy game, regardless if it's in the regular season or in the preseason. You know,
I'm excited for the bet that
there.
You and Zach are going to put on this one.
Who's losing hair, Zach?
Who's going to shave their head?
I'll shave my head for this.
Oh,
for
the would ball. You really? Would you really?
Yeah
it's
why
a preseason
not?
Oh my
game.
Gosh.
So what happens
this
if they
fantastic.
Tie? Do each one of us just shave half?
Yes. Yes.
No.
I'm not.
You have to do the Ronaldo circa 2002.
No, there was
you
a whole
have to
reason
do the
why
half
he
moon
did
haircut.
That. No.
Yes.
About,
I don't have an injury to hide.
Sorry. If you draw, you both have to do the Ronaldo.
Okay. Don't point at me like that, Zach.
No, no. I'm just asking. Are you going to shave your head, or are you going to just? We'll just do a messy and just go blonde tips or blonde
Ooh,
or whatever.
That does. I'll go blonde. If my team loses, I'll go blonde.
I don't know if I'm going to shave. Why are you guys filming this?
Because this is for posterity. We need this on film so we can go back and say, yep, this is what you said. We've got it right here.
I don't care too much for preseason soccer, but if it's going to make this game mean a little bit more, I'll go blonde.
Yeah.
I might need my hair for later, but I'll go blonde.
Can we have prop bets too, like how many substitutions they're going to make at halftime and all this?
Absolutely.
We can talk about that.
We can go all Super Bowl on this. I will be Vegas. I'm excited. I will win no matter what. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be fun.
All right. I'll
and,
go blonde.
Well, we'll obviously
it.
Be there. So hope you'll join us. You can enter to win tickets. Manchester Derby ticket giveaway on the website, hornfm.com. Oh, we're going
to
find out. Coming up after the break, talk Confederations Cup, Chile, Australia, Germany, Cameroon today. Talk some takeaways from Mexico and Portugal advancing on to the semifinals. As well as, yes, the transfer window. Where is your favorite player going to end up? And what color will Justin have to dye his hair? All that and more coming up right here on The Throw-In. 104.9 AM 1260 and streaming worldwide on hornfm.com. We're Austin Talk Sports. We're Austin Talk Soccer.
Welcome back to The Throw-In. Here's Kit McConico.
Welcome back. This is The Throw-In. 104.9 AM 1260, streaming worldwide on hornfm.com. Make sure you download the Horn app. You can listen wherever you are when I'm away. Always have the Horn app with me so I can listen. You can go back and listen to any of our previous shows, any of our great interviews, guys like Arch Bell, John Jagu, talking U.S. Men's National Team, El Tri. They're on hornfm.com. But this morning, keeping it local, Austin Soccer Foundation in studio with us, President Jeff Brunson, David Markley, nice enough to wake up early and join us. If you missed it, their second annual banquet will be this Thursday, June the 29th, 6:30 p.m. at South Congress Hotel. You can get tickets and more information, austinsoccerfoundation.org. We'll talk with them more about the foundation, what it does. It's an absolutely incredible organization. Does a ton of good here in the capital city when it comes to soccer. But Justin, we got to talk. Well, we're going to talk some Confederations Cup. But before we get to that, gentlemen, and I include Jeff and David in this as well, some MLS action. It's Derby weekend. We had the Texas Derby Friday night, 1-1 draw down in Space City between FC Dallas and Houston. And now, Justin, you can say why you are so unhappy with the timing of this game.
How many people could actually get there? Did they say it was sold out? Right, they said it was sold out on Twitter.
The Houston Dynamo posted on their Facebook page that it was a sold-out game. Let me just be clear.
Tickets may have been sold out.
It was not a sold-out game.
No, it was not. You are correct in that.
Now, I can understand maybe marketing-wise where you try to replicate the excitement of Friday Night Lights by having your Derby game under the Friday Night Lights in the middle of summer. But unfortunately, it's like 110 degrees outside and it's still sunlight by 9 o'clock. So it just doesn't seem like a good time.
So what do? You played at 7 a.m.?
No.
You don't have another option. It's Houston.
That's fine, but you still move it to Saturday. Give a chance for the people that live out in Pasadena or in the Woodlands to get there.
So your issue is with the fact that it was on Friday night and not on Saturday.
Pretty much.
Or not on Sunday.
I think if you're going to if you're a league and you're trying to build this as a marquee matchup in your league between two teams that happen to be in the same state, then it needs to be in a prime time slot so you can get more eyes on the product. Especially when one of those teams is one of the best and up-and-coming teams in the MLS, and you have a guy like Kellen Acosta who plays for them. Arguments, gentlemen?
Gentlemen, thoughts?
Anybody? I think attendance is something MLS really has some issue with. The New York Derby yesterday, I believe, wasn't attended as well as you would like to see, and that was on a Saturday. So, MLS, as such a great product, has improved from year to year. But getting butts in the seat isn't as easy as it should be.
And here's the complaint I have about that is across the league, it's hit or miss. Like, you have the FC Dallases of the world and the Houston Dynamo of the world where they're playing great. They should have no problem filling out these stadiums. And yet, even in a rivalry match, even in a derby game within the same state, now granted they are like, 4 hours apart, 5 hours apart, they can't even
Houston
fill a stadium.
Dallas? Three.
Three. Whatever
Two
it is.
Two and a half, you drive fast.
I mean, well, if you're Justin and you can drive 90 miles an hour all the way there.
Hey, that's the good thing about having this show so early in the morning. You can get from North Austin to here like in 15 minutes.
I was just accounting for traffic because no road in Texas is not being worked on right now.
Fair enough.
True.
But regardless of how far apart they are, this match should be better attended. You're exactly right. This is the premier game in the state of Texas between the two teams in the state.
If you're not going to sell out for this match, what game on the calendar are you going to sell out for?
Very good question.
The one that Zlatan comes to.
Well, you look at the other end of this, that statement notwithstanding, because Zlatan is not coming to MLS.
And yet. If he is, he's not coming to Texas.
You look at tonight's matchup, Portland and Seattle. It'll be sold out without a doubt.
No, so the Portland games have always been sold out since
they started
in MLS.
Seattle games have as well.
Yes, and that's the point. It's hit and miss across the league, and I don't know what they can do to fix it. I mean, there's definitely places that have the culture where people go and support, and then there are places, I call them the kazoo culture, where that you get a handful of people that can show up to a game and will participate actively, but all they're doing is playing on trumpets and drums, and it sounds like they're playing a kazoo for 2 hours.
What? I pose your question to David Markley, who has great experience in this from numerous levels, NASL, USL. How do you improve attendance?
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a challenge. And I think one of the things, it's not just even in soccer, it's just sports in general, as we have so many demands on our time. What's our free time to get out and support these things? And so, I mean, there's so many fun things to do in Austin. There's so many fun things to do in these other cities. People have families. They have other responsibilities. But they also have widescreen TVs with high def, and it's easier to watch it there, which is great because it brings it in the living room. It makes it accessible to us. It makes it accessible to kids. But it also, it takes away from the fact that, hey, you can have a great time going out there and see it. It's a different environment when you go out there and you watch it live. You can see things you can't see across a TV broadcast. I'm a sucker. I'm old school. I love being in the stands. I love sweating. I love getting the local food and sitting there and having a good time with my friends out at the game.
I think
it's just a matter of making a priority.
I think what people that don't like sports fail to understand, when you go to a sporting event, it's like going to a concert. It's an experience. The sounds, the sights, the people, the food, the smell, all of that is intertwined into this awesome experience that in some cases is almost life-changing. Just like going to like ACL, listening to your favorite band. You go to a soccer match, you see your favorite team, or you go to a national team game and you get to see like your favorite player.
Justin, I think that's a great analogy. It's the difference between listening to the album, listening to the CD, and going to the concert.
Exactly.
You can listen to it and it can be in the greatest quality, the greatest definition. Or you can go, as David said, and you can be there. You can be in the stands, soaking in the atmosphere. And yes, it's not always going to be comfortable. And here in the state of Texas, it's going to be hot, and you're going to sweat. But you're there. And to be there in the stadium, to be able to see those things that you can't from TV, to have that camaraderie with the people next to you, that's what really stands out to me. When you go to a match, and you're all there together, and you're all rooting for the same team or against each other, but to have that atmosphere in the stadium, you can't duplicate that.
You know what I was excited about yesterday? It was funny to me. On Facebook, I noticed a friend of mine from college and high school had posted she and her family had gone to the game in Atlanta. And this is exciting to me to see the sport growing in the Deep South. I grew up in Birmingham, and I asked our PE teacher when I was a kid if we could have a soccer team, and he looked at me with a straight face and said, son, that's that communist sport. This is football country.
Is he related to Bucky Godbolt?
No, yeah, I think so. But it was with a straight face. That's that communist sport. I still laugh about that one, you know. And so to see when I went back to visit family and things like that during the World Cup, and I couldn't find a place to watch the game that wasn't packed, just standing room only. So it takes time. You know, I think one of the complaints I've had as a soccer fan for decades here is that people keep thinking, oh, there's this magical moment where the rest of America is going to get it. We kind of almost shove soccer down other people's throats, saying, hey, you should love this. This is the world's game. Well, you know, people tune in and they watch a game and then, well, you know, okay, that was kind of fun. But what happens over time is you know, it's not a Freddie Adu. It's not a David Beckham. It's not a women winning the World Cup. All those are great, seminal moments. You know, it's not MLS being here for 20 years. It's all those things cumulative. It's people playing. It's their kids playing. It's them understanding the sport. So then when they go out and watch it, they enjoy it. And so they can appreciate the subtleties of the game. And it's not just some guys kicking a ball around.
David, I think you made an absolutely fantastic point. You hit the nail right on the head. It's not one thing. It's not a tipping point, so to speak. It's not going to be, well, this happens, or when is soccer finally going to come? And everyone says, well, people love soccer during the World Cup, but the other three years, people, well, it's not a big deal. It's cumulative, and it's going to be little by little chipping away. It's coming. You see the sport continuing to grow. You mentioned the kids. What the Austin Soccer Foundation helps with the most. When I see kids out there, they're not wearing NBA jerseys. They're not wearing NFL jerseys. They're wearing Alex Morgan jerseys, or they're wearing Lionel Messi jerseys or Cristiano Ronaldo jerseys. That is the future, because this generation, that's what they've grown up with. They've grown up being soccer fans from birth in this country. It's not something that they discovered when they were 12 or 14 or 20 years old. It's all they've ever known. And as they grow up and they have children, their kids will be that way too. But it's going to take time. And we, as soccer fans, have to be patient. And a lot of times, you said it, soccer fans sometimes shove soccer down people's throats.
Well, the other thing that soccer fans also need to take into account is don't ostracize somebody because they don't understand the sport. I mean, it's no different than when you go to an American football game and you ask somebody for the rules and, you know, be inviting. Sometimes I understand that it's a culture within itself and things have to be explained. But I've been in instances where I think we've gotten to the point where we've grown out of that niche sport tagline, and now we're starting to become a more popular sport here in the United States, that people are kind of starting to wane away from that, hey, it was a special club that used to just be mine, and now I have to share it with you. I want you to do it right. But the fact is that everybody has their own way about going about cheering for people.
Justin, you're exactly right. And just because you're a soccer fan doesn't mean that you can't be an American football fan. You can't be a baseball fan. You can't be a fan of hunting or fishing. They're not mutually exclusive. The guys who have the show before us, they're not soccer fans, but they listen. They're starting to learn some stuff. It doesn't, they said it's entertaining. They may not understand the game, but they're starting to understand bits and pieces of it because they listen. And I think for a long time, soccer fans have kind of looked down and said, well, this is our little club, as you said, and we understand it. And if you don't understand it, well, then we don't want you and we're better than you or whatever the case may be. You can't be like that. You have to be welcoming. You have to say, we want everybody. And if you've never seen a game before, come out and join us. Come out and watch a game. Be part of this. If you watch one game and you don't want to watch any more, that's fine, but at least you gave it a shot.
True. It's everybody's game.
Well, that's why I love like what Dan Wiersma's guys do. It's kind of like, here, come alongside me. Can I buy you a beer? Here,
yeah, the free beer
movement.
Let's
watch the game together. And, you know, that's the way I've seen it happening. You know, when we'd have people at the pubs before games, you know, it's just great to see people, you know, getting drawn into it and just let it happen organically. I mean, it's grown. I mean, the sport has arrived. It's not like it's going to in the future. No, it's here. It's arrived, and it's in mass. And you can turn on the TV any time of day. You can watch a game. It's great stuff.
Well, someone who did as much as anyone has in this country for soccer, Tony DiCicco, former U.S. Women's National Team coach, passed away at the age of 68 earlier this week, led the U.S. Women's National Team to that historic World Cup title back in 1999. This is 1999, and there were 91,000 people there at the Rose Bowl. And people say, oh, is it that tipping? It wasn't the moment. It's never going to be the moment, capitalized THD. It's moments like this, and the accumulation of moments like this, David, as you so correctly said. But what he did for soccer and what he did for women's soccer, we need to take a second and thank him for the impact he had on the game in this country.
Without him and his leadership, that 99 World Cup doesn't come home to the United States. And you were right. It might not be the moment, because there can never be the moment, but that was definitely a huge moment for taking the right directions, steps in the right directions for U.S. soccer as a country. And I remember you talk about when you find love for the game. Obviously, the 94 World Cup, huge for me as a kid, and I know huge for you because you went to some of those games, but the 99 Women's World Cup, that was just like, this is the biggest game on earth. Oh, is my country going to be able to pull it off? And then to get such a thrilling match with the ending that we had, and every one of those players now has a special memory in their heart from that moment, and each one of those players is like intertwined in my fandom because it was such a phenomenal moment for our country.
Well, inspired the next generation of women, and now you're seeing yet another generation. We're now seeing, you know, almost the third generation of great young women players in this country, and it really started there. So appreciate your dipping your cap to Tony.
And there's so many moments, you know, that World Cup. You think back to just last week was a anniversary of Landon Donovan's big goal against Algeria. There is an accumulation, and I agree. There's not going to be the tipping point. You know, soccer fans and football fans, we can all get along. I play football. I played soccer. You know, I don't understand why there is that little bit of controversy there between the two groups. But I went out to the FC Austin Elite game yesterday with my son, and in watching live soccer, it's just different than watching it on TV. I mean, the production value of the EPL, production value of MLS, those are all great. But when you're sitting there in the stands and you can see the overlapping run from the defender and see those crosses and everything developing, it's just a different game. And Austin is such a rich city in so many ways, and we need more live local soccer. And hopefully someday we'll have a pro team again. But there are other outlets out there, and I know FC Austin Elite would enjoy your support as well.
Yeah, there's FC Austin Elite. We've spoken at length with them. We've had players, general manager Danny Woodfill, who's been nice enough to come on the show. Obviously, you've got Central Texas Lobos down there, and Kyle, they drew 1-1 with FC Dallas Alamo yesterday. There is indeed local soccer, and just because we don't have the Aztecs, because we don't have a USL team, doesn't mean that you can't support local soccer. Go out and watch FC Austin Elite. They have a great facility. They have their own facility up there in Round Rock.
Beautiful.
It's a great field. You can go out. They have food trucks. It's a wonderful atmosphere. You can go watch Central Texas Lobos. There is indeed soccer. Support local soccer. And I say it every show. I can't say it enough. If you don't support local soccer, you can... It's never going to grow. And it doesn't mean that you can't be a fan of Manchester City. It doesn't mean you can't be a fan of the U.S. Men's National Team, U.S. Women's National Team. You can be a fan of all of this, but we need to support local soccer. We need to support it at the grassroots level.
Was it Kakuta scored a goal yesterday?
Oh, yeah. That
he
was
did.
A local
that was
boy.
Awesome. Yeah, former
awesome.
Lake Travis player. I mean, we talk about what Chris Tierpak from Dripping Springs is doing down with San Antonio FC. Absolutely outstanding month. I mean, he's probably been the best player in USL in the last 30 days. Kyrie Shelton from Vista Ridge up in Leander, now plying his trade for NYCFC. If you don't support these young players, we're not going to continue to be able to produce the talent that the capital city has.
I've got to tell you a funny story. I still help San Antonio FC on game days, and Tierpak, of course, I know him from his time here, and I had to go up underneath the stands to take care of a couple things in the locker rooms, and so I missed both of his goals. So it was pretty awesome. So I was telling his family, I was like, well, pretty much I got the assist, you know. So was,
absolutely.
Yeah, so I was really bummed that I missed both of them, but he had a great game.
And how great has he been in San Antonio?
No, it's fun.
I'm so glad that, you know, I still have the opportunity to go and watch him play.
No, he's
just right down
job.
The road.
Gentlemen, switching gears just a little bit, got to talk some Confederations Cup. And, well, obviously, we have half of our semifinals set. Portugal will be taking on the Group B runner-up, which is either going to be Germany or Chile, depending upon how that shakes out. And then we have, well, the other one will be Mexico against the Group B winner. Justin, you haven't been very impressed with the Confederations Cup, you told me before the show.
Because in the end, it doesn't really mean anything, does it? I mean... Look, if this was a World Cup year, I think you would have to say that Portugal might be one of the front runners to win it, but it isn't. Next year, you'll have Portugal 1 year older with Ronaldo, and this is what this is all built up for.
I disagree with your assessment that this doesn't matter.
You don't think this matters? Okay, well, video-wise, that's where you're getting
at. No, this is the future of the game. You look at what this tournament is, this is what the game is going to look like here in a few years with the video assistant referee. you got to pay attention to it because a lot of people, and I think rightfully so, have been annoyed.
I think I've probably been annoyed with
myself. You chief among them. You are extremely unhappy with the VAR, you told me.
I like the idea of it. I don't like the execution that it's had in this Confederations Cup.
How so?
It pulled back a goal yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. It's pulled back many goals. They're trying to make it more accurate. They're trying to get the calls right, and I can appreciate that. But I'm not necessarily thrilled with the fact that they're stopping play. It's not. It just doesn't feel right. It's not. It's like a different game when you have this many stoppage of plays, and you have people that are goals are being called back in the middle of goal celebrate. It's just a weird. It's a weird thing. I'm not sure I'm completely on board 100% just yet.
Jeff, David, do you have an opinion on the video assistant referee?
I don't, but I had another comment on refereeing. Once you get done with that, go ahead.
You know, I think your comment probably headed towards Ismail, which is really another great local story, and I would like to know what he would think about it. But this was a guy that was playing down with AMSA, a little frustrated with some of the calls in his game, and I'll let David take over the story from there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the referees, people have to remember they're human beings, you know, but they're out there, they're working hard. They're working hard to get better, and I know they make calls occasionally.
Miles in a game they'll run, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I know, particularly from being around the coaches and players, you know, the frustration you can have if a call goes the wrong way. But I know the referees are out there working hard. And so I'm so proud to see a local guy, Ismail, you know, that started playing, you know, rec leagues. And then I happened to be out, you know, in Denver, and I was walking to a hotel, and I see him stretching. I'm like, Ismail, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm the head referee for the All-Star game tomorrow, you know, at the MLS level. This is fantastic. They just announced the referees are going to be helping with Gold Cup. Armando Villarreal, who used to do some of our games locally here, you know, was from down in the valley, and he's one of the referees. There's only six referees from all of the U.S. going to be doing Gold Cup, and Armando's one of those, and he reffed here locally. Wow. Ismail is also on that same developmental path, and he's one of the alternates, I believe, for that. And so to be able to see these names, I mean, I think there are only eight names from the U.S. total on this list, and two of them used to do our games here. And so that's great. So when we talk about player development, that's part of it too. We need the referees to develop alongside of it, and we don't want to undermine them. And I'll tell you what, just as a fan, I think it's fairly disingenuous to sit in the stands and just sit there and bash the referees. I love the fans that come up with the clever cheers. You know, cheer for your team. You know, and yeah, if you want to have a little jibe here and there, and that's great. But I'll tell you what, keep in mind the referees are busting their tails trying to make the right call, and we need to do what we can to help them.
David, I think that's a great point, and it's also a great segue. We've had AMSA on, Austin Men's Soccer Association, numerous times, and they need referees. They have players. There are a ton of players, but the one thing they always tell us is we need you guys to make an appeal for referees. We need more officials. It's something we do not have enough of, and so if you're interested in getting to the game. You can become a referee. You can get in shape. You can make a little money, and you can help support local soccer, and that's a different way to do it.
And there was an article in the Washington Post earlier this week that said that youth sports are facing a difficult time trying to get enough referees for youth sports in all realms of sports. So you got soccer, basketball, football, baseball. They're all having troubles because of the helicopter parents. So if you're a parent, that's the other side of things.
Back off. Your kid's sports. Not messy.
Yeah, no.
quit yelling at the referee in your son or daughter's 8-year-old game.
There's a sign at my sister's indoor soccer complex where she plays indoor soccer, and it says no scholarships are going to be given out today. There are no talent scouts in the stands. Just let them relax and play the game.
Also, talking about Austin Men's Soccer Association, AMSA, they will be having their annual end-of-the-season awards banquet and social party tomorrow. They just texted in. That'll be 6:30 p.m. Schultz Garden there, 1607 San Jacinto. So another way to go out. It's got a great week in local soccer. You can go to the AMSA banquet tomorrow, go out, then come to the Austin Soccer Foundation banquet on Thursday night.
We need a taxi.
Sounds like a pretty good way. Justin, you'll be driving after you dye your hair for when your citizens lose to United.
Now, just to clarify, it only has to be blonde, right? Like you mentioned other colors, and I was like, that wasn't written into the contract.
We will solidify
the
bet.
Do we both have to get this done or
leper spots?
Yes. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
I mean, I'm fine with doing it. I've already committed, but I just need to know
we
if
have
it's
witnesses.
A tie because it's we have witnesses. We have video, I think, of it.
Yeah, that's why they ask us to stick around. That's the real reason.
Well, they did bring me this really sweet cap, so just in case I do have to do it, I can cover my head up with this really nice Austin Soccer Foundation hat.
Yeah, we'll not sure what I can do.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that coming up after the break. We'll also go around the world. We'll talk some transfer rumors. Where is Kylian Mbappe? Where is he headed? The big name in the summer transfer window, and we'll talk with the Austin Soccer Foundation gentlemen, nice enough to join us, and they will tell us what they do and why you should join, why you should come out and support the Austin Soccer Foundation at their banquet Thursday night. Final segment coming up on the Throw-In, 104.9 AM 1260 and streaming worldwide on hornfm.com.
Welcome back to the Throw-In. Here's Kit McConaughey.
Welcome back. Final segment here on the Throw-In. If you've missed any of it, go back and listen. HornFM.com. All of our previous shows cataloged. Gentlemen from Austin Soccer Foundation, Jeff Brunson, David Markley, nice enough to join us in studio. We'll talk about Austin Soccer Foundation in a second, their banquet coming up Thursday night. But before we get to that, before we get to Around the World, we remind you one last time, the Manchester Derby ticket giveaway. You can win tickets to United in City. That'll be at Houston's NRG Stadium, July the 20th. First time ever in the U.S. We're giving away four sets of tickets, and the grand prize gets a two-night stay at the Omni in Houston, round-trip flights, two tickets to the match, total weekend getaway valued at $1,200. You can enter on hornfm.com. City and United in Houston, and we are still trying to solidify this bet between Zach and Justin. There will be hair dyeing.
I think we're going to have to call in a couple more mediators.
I think we've come to the conclusion it will be dyeing of the hair instead of shaving of the head, which is probably better for everyone involved.
I would think so. I mean, I can live with blonde hair. It's not like the first time.
Zach?
You know?
I'm not going to tell the story. Never mind.
Okay. All right. Wise decision. You have the drop button. I don't. So
I mean, it's not a bad story. I'll say it. I mean, I used to have the highlights in the hair.
Oh, you had the tips
back in middle school when it was cool.
This is back when you were Keeling Hornet.
It was never cool.
It was okay. Well, touche. But I wouldn't mind. You know, if
you wouldn't mind going back.
I wouldn't mind going back. But here's the thing. I don't think I'm going to have to.
Oh.
I think there's no way.
I know this is just preseason, but I think we're still the better team.
I don't think so.
We'll see, gentlemen.
We've won our way in the Champions League by winning throughout the Premier League season. We didn't have to like backdoor our way in by winning Europa.
We'll see.
We're still going to be there. So,
on that note, let's go around the world.
It's time to go around the world. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Fueled by Breakfast Tacos.
Breakfast tacos, copious amounts of coffee. We start things off in the transfer window, and obviously, well, Kylian Mbappe, the Monaco teenage stud, the name everyone wants. Real Madrid saying they're going to get rid of Gareth Bale to create some space in the side, and also read in a French publication there was a secret conversation between Zuzu, Zinedine Zidane, the manager of Real Madrid, and Mbappe. And Zuzu said that he would find space and he would get the youngster on the pitch if he does indeed go to the Santiago Bernabeu.
Now, I have another rumor. Oh, God. Rumor that I...
Speaking of middle school.
Yeah, no kidding. You made a comeback there. I have another rumor that I think is pretty fair, but I want to hear what you guys think about it. The whole De Gea for Ronaldo at United rumor.
I would rather keep De Gea than have a 32-year-old Ronaldo at Old Trafford.
Yeah. You think?
Yes, sir. And United's going off. I mean, they're going after Nangolin. They're going after all these people. Really? Come on.
De Gea, I hate to admit it, the best keeper in the world.
Yeah, right, he is. He is. But Ronaldo the best striker in the world right now?
I know, but goalkeepers get better as they age. Ronaldo will not.
I don't know.
He's 32.
I think it's a fair trade.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's fair?
I don't think they would do it straight up. I think there would be a lot of money involved.
Well, see, that's where I think then it kind of gets a little shaky.
Exactly.
But if it was a straight up trade, I don't see any problem with it.
Now, let me ask you this, Zach. The big rumor has been Alvaro Morata to United, hence why I think Real is chasing Mbappe with such vigor. Would you like to see Morata as a Red Devil?
I think so. I think that's a position that we could always use, you know, some more power in. I mean, it's just... I don't know. I think that there's a lot of rumors going around.
Now.
I know. We have no Zlatan. That's honestly a bit of a problem because he was a little bit of a saving grace this last year. And I don't know where we'd be without him. Think about it.
True.
Another big transfer rumor. The Atleti Madrid midfielder, Saúl Ñíguez, says, well, he's courted by a few different teams, Barcelona among them, if they're unable to sign Marco Verratti. Do you think Ñíguez makes the move from the Calderon over to the Nou Camp?
Man, I love Saúl. He is a phenomenal player at such a young age. I would hate to see him go to Barcelona. I think he fits so well with Simeone's scheme, just because he can run from box to box, no matter where he places him in the midfield. But, I mean, Barcelona, if they don't get Verratti, I can see why they would want Saúl. Makes sense. But I don't see him going unless Verratti doesn't go.
You guys want to talk Zlatan to MLS?
It's not going to happen. We're not going to talk about this every week.
I think it could happen.
I already told you my slogan, Big Z and Big D. That's why you should come to Dallas.
The only place he goes, and this is a long shot, I don't think he goes MLS. The only place he would go is LAFC. That's it.
LAFC, no. You don't think LA Galaxy would
put up
an offer? What about New York?
He wants to go someplace where he can be the man, the only man, the star. He can be the guy, make some money, and retire. But I don't see it.
And I don't think he wants to go to practice either.
What about Rooney to
LAFC's
MLS?
Perfect. I think that's more of a possibility than Zlatan, truthfully.
I think it might not be a bad idea. I think that, you know, the only thing I don't like about that trade is that it kind of perpetuates the MLS as a retirement league. Yeah.
So Wesley Schneider going to Montreal Impact.
That'd be interesting. He's still got some pace.
That's the rumor.
Yeah.
He's getting it done at Galatasaray.
I don't know. I'm just tired of the whole MLS as a retirement league storyline.
Let me go ahead and give you guys some news things to talk about. Let's go to China really quick, and Germany, surprisingly. So, did you guys hear about this one? A U-20 Chinese team is going to be allowed to compete in the German Force Division. Apparently, the German national...
How much money did they have to pay to make that happen?
I have no clue, but apparently there's a 5-year agreement between the German Football Federation and the Chinese Football Federation to help improve Chinese footballing and help them get to a competitive place by 2050.
And to help the German bankroll improve as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. A lot of people in Germany really unhappy with the decision, but obviously money talks and it looks like it's going to happen. Talking about China, you remember Oscar, the guy that used to play
for Chelsea?
Chelsea
man.
Well, apparently he started this huge brawl in China, and I thought it was only the Argentines that fought during football. But
apparently,
a 10-game suspension for starting that brawl, is that a little too much?
Ridiculous.
He's not making friends in China, is he?
No, he is not.
But he's making a lot of money,
though. That's absolutely ridiculous. 10 games?
Everyone in China is making a lot of money.
No, you think he should have been suspended more or suspended less?
Less.
Less games?
Much. Oh, okay. Maybe 6.
Yeah, I felt that 10 was maybe a little too much as well. Let's go on to Italy really quick. AC Milan fans have been really upset with their prodigy goalkeeper, Gianluigi Donnarumma, because the rumors are that he's leaving to Juventus. So what have they done in return? They start throwing fake money at him, telling that he's sold out.
Donnarumma, who is, everyone thinks, the future Gigi Buffon, has not re-upped his deal with AC Milan. And if he doesn't want to re-sign with the Rossoneri, why not? He is going to be courted by everyone. In a year, he can go wherever he wants. He wants to go to Juve, go to Juve. You want to go to Madrid, go there.
The problem is that the Rossoneri fans believe that their club is still a top-tier club. Why would Donnarumma want to leave?
So do Liverpool fans. They're both wrong.
I know, but they're in denial. It's a scary thing.
It is.
And one more story out of Italy. The first kid born in this millennium, that means he was born in the year 2000. Man, I feel old. Moises Kean, the Juventus 17-year-old teen phenomenon. His dad claims that Juventus still owes him tractors from the original contract that was signed, because apparently he owns a rice and another farm in the Ivory Coast, and that Juve was supposed to give him tractors as part of the deal, along with the payment that his son received.
Shouldn't be an issue. They used to be sponsored by New Holland. They should be able to send as many tractors as they want to the Ivory Coast.
The dad was saying that the team from Juve, the representatives from the team, told him that there was no money left in the budget for the tractors.
Yeah, they spent it all in their fancy new stadium. Well, that'll do it for us this week on our trip around the world. Wrapping things up, final few minutes here. Again, David Markley, Jeff Brunson from the Austin Soccer Foundation, nice enough to join us. Their second annual awards banquet this Thursday, June the 29th, starts at 6:30 p.m. South Congress Hotel. You can buy tickets, get more information, austinsoccerfoundation.org. But last year, I mean, it was an amazing turnout last year for your first ever, the inaugural banquet. This year, I have a feeling it's maybe double that.
Well, it's looking like it's going to be a similar crowd where we have just a great cross section of everybody from youth soccer, high school soccer, college soccer, you know, men's, women's, co-ed, you know, amateur. It's just going to be a great collection of people out there. And so, you know, if listeners want to come out and join us, if you're able to, that's fantastic. We'd love to see you there. If you can't, it's okay. Just email us, you know, figure out how you want to get involved and plugged in with us. Because, again, the foundation isn't an elite group of people. It's us. It's everybody listening to the show. It's the community. It's how do we get together? How do we serve back to our community? And we're just trying to keep our eyes and ears open for new opportunities. We're going to be announcing two new opportunities that we're going to be launching in addition to what we've already been doing with Texas School for the Deaf. But, you know, if people are aware of a need, let us know. Let us know, because that's the only way we can try to connect into our network and say, okay, how can we help you with this need?
If somebody wanted to get more involved with your organization, how would they go about that?
AustinSoccerFoundation.org. You can log in there real quickly and just send us a quick note. You can also email AustinSoccerFoundation@gmail.com.
There it is. AustinSoccerFoundation@gmail.com. Email them. Go to their website. It's fantastic. All kinds of information. Get involved. Support local soccer. So what we have to do, we have to support it from the grassroots level, continue to grow things, and well, the game will grow if we do our part. Guys, thanks so much for coming in to join us.
Thank you for having us. Been a great time.
Again, their banquet Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. South Congress Hotel. One last time, AustinSoccerFoundation.org. That'll do it for us. As always, we thank you for joining us this week. Justin, game of the week?
USA Ghana International Friendly. I mean, the Ghanaians, they always beat us, except for that last World Cup when we finally got some revenge.
Yeah, Black Stars are good. I have a feeling I probably know what your game of the week is.
Yeah, go ahead and see if you can guess it.
I think there's a third division tie game tomorrow.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
The Cascadia Cup. No, it's not that. Come on. What shirt am I wearing? Green and gold. Let's go, Timbers. Let's win a game.
Seattle Sounders tonight. The big derby up there in the Pacific Northwest. Best of luck.
What's your prediction? The only one that matters.
What's your score prediction?
Okay, so both teams are struggling. The last derby they played was in Seattle. The home team usually wins these things. I'm hoping for a 2-1 Timbers win.
2-1 Timbers. You heard it from Zach. I'm going to go with two. I'm going to cheat. We have both of the semifinals for the Confederations Cup coming up this week. That'll be Wednesday and Thursday, I believe. And again, we've got Germany and Cameroon coming up right after this, Chile and Australia. You can watch some great international soccer. That'll do it for us. If you missed any of it, any of our great interview with Jeff Brunson, David Markley from the Austin Soccer Foundation, go back and listen. hornfm.com. All of our previous shows available. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and as always, we thank you for listening to the Throw-In, 104.9 AM 1260, streaming worldwide on hornfm.com. where Austin talks sports, where Austin talks soccer. Have a great week, Austin. Enjoy the soccer.